From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Sarah C. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and a season-high 19 rebounds. Chris Middleton scored his second career triple-double, and the Milwaukee Bucks trounced the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-93 on Sunday. Middleton had 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for his first triple-double since January 20th of 2018. Milwaukee broke open a close game in the second half as Oklahoma City fell out of the Western Conference lead. The reigning NBA champion Denver Nuggets didn't play Sunday and moved a half a game ahead of the Thunder. Oklahoma City posted its lowest point total and shot its lowest percentage of the season. Milwaukee looks to continue its six-game home win streak with a victory against Los Angeles. Tuesday's meeting will be the second of the season between the two teams. Milwaukee is 29-7 at home, and Los Angeles is 12-20 on the road. Anthony Edwards scored 23 points and made 3 of 4 free throws in the final 12 seconds for the Minnesota Timberwolves in a 114-110 victory over the Golden State Warriors. Naz Reid had 20 points and a season-high tying 12 rebounds, and Rudy Gobert had 17 points and 12 rebounds for the Wolves. They matched their season best with 21 made three-pointers. Steph Curry scored 31 points for the Warriors. He missed the tying three-point try with 1 minute and 27 seconds to go. Gobert converted both free throws at the other end for a 5-point lead. Terrence Edwards Jr. scored 14 points, and James Madison pulled off the first 12-5 upset of the NCAA tournament by beating Wisconsin 72-61. The 12th-seeded Dukes will face 4th-seeded Duke on Sunday in the second round of the South Regional in Brooklyn, where the JMU fans made themselves right at home. The Dukes, who had not been in the tournament since 2013, are in the second round for the first time since 1983, bringing with them a 14-game winning streak that is the longest in the nation. Max Klesmit kept his 5th-seeded Wisconsin Badgers within striking distance with 18 second half points. And that was a look at today's sports.